Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please just pass it along to them. I am aware that this may not be a very popular viewpoint, and I'm okay with that, but I'm not into UFOs, you know, unidentified flying objects. I guess the proper new term is UAPs, unidentified anomalous phenomena. Yeah, it's a mouthful. The new term was given to cover all objects, not just unidentified flying objects, that could not be identified in space, on Earth, or under the seas. And the new terminology also is an attempt at moving away from the pop culture view of alien spacecraft with little green men inside. And it's fine if you're curious about UAPs, the former UFOs, or if you're into studying about them, that's okay. We can still be friends. It's just I'm not going to spend time on it, nor do I plan any trips to the desert of New Mexico anytime soon. I am much more interested in learning all God wants me to know about Him and His messengers, the angels who attend Him. God's Word tells us in Hebrews 1:14 that, quote, angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation, end quote. We know from Scripture that there are numerous examples of angels being sent by God to minister to His people. In the Old Testament, for example, in the book of Daniel, God sent an angel to close the mouths of the lions so they would not hurt Daniel. In 1 Kings 19, God sent an angel to help care for Elijah and provide food and water and encouragement so that he could continue the mission that God had him on. In 2 Kings, when Elisha was surrounded by the enemy, God sent an army of angels in chariots of fire to protect Elisha. Oh, I love that. In Acts 12, an angel helped Peter escape from prison, totally undetected. We remember in Luke, of course, the angel Gabriel himself was sent to Mary to tell her that she would give birth to the Christ child. And in Matthew, we read that an angel reassured Joseph that Mary really was carrying the Messiah. And later, God sent an angel to warn Joseph to take Mary and the baby Jesus to Egypt to escape the king's decree. And He sent an angel a couple years later to tell Joseph it was okay to take his little family back. So let's not forget also to mention that God sent His angels to minister to Jesus after He spent 40 days in the wilderness fending off Satan. And God sent His angels to minister to Jesus as He fervently prayed in Gethsemane before being arrested. There are hundreds of examples in Scripture about angels as God's messengers and helpers doing the will of God, not only in biblical times, but God also gives us the promise of angels ministering to us now. Psalm 43:7 is an example. It states, quote, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them." And then in Psalm 91:11, Scripture states, quote, "For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." And there are many more scriptures that affirm God uses angels even now to minister to us. So what will happen with the angels when we get to heaven? Well, Dr. David Jeremiah, the author of our study, The Promise of Heaven, shares three specific things that we can look forward to in heaven regarding the angels. First, we will live and walk among the angels. Yes, they'll be our friends. Dr. Jeremiah says on page 100 of his book, quote, we will be able to see them, fellowship with them, and enjoy their company, like BFFs. There will come a time when heaven and earth will come together, and we will truly have heaven on earth. So the angels will be part of our neighborhood, if you will. Hebrews 12:22 states this, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. Yes, we will live and walk alongside angels, thousands and thousands of angels when we get to heaven. So that's first. But secondly, we will also worship alongside the angels. Dr. Jeremiah writes this on page 103 in his book. He writes, Revelation 4, 10 and 11 describes how we'll worship side by side with the angels, falling down before him, God, who sits on the throne, casting our crowns before him and singing, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. He goes on to write this, let me suggest something. Don't you think we are worshiping side by side with angels every time we stand in church and sing words like, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Yes, we worship with the angels even now. It's just we don't see them now, but in heaven we will. We'll see them worshiping beside us, and oh, what a choir that will be. So in heaven we'll walk with the angels, we'll worship with the angels, and lastly, we will work alongside the angels. Dr. Jeremiah writes this on page 104 in his book. He writes, finally, we'll not only be walking and worshiping beside angels, we'll also be working alongside them too. I have sound biblical authority for telling you this. On two occasions in the book of Revelation, the Apostle John was so overcome by the presence of an angel that he bowed down to worship him. And on both occasions, the angel gave him the same response, don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you, in Revelation 19:10 and 22:9. And in that first passage, the angel continued to say, I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers and sisters who hold to the testimony of Jesus. He writes, we humans are fellow servants with God's angels, which means we'll be working alongside our angelic friends for eternity. Well, how wonderful is the promise of heaven to include angels that we will walk with, worship with, and work with, all for God's glory and for his good pleasure. So much for UFOs or UAPs. How much better for us to acknowledge our IGPs, as I like to call them, our identified godly phenomenon, angels who work and minister for God's glory. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please just pass it along to them. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me for details, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.